This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This is not a sheva. It's a tefillah for the death of the heart of every Yid. Twice a day, to bet Hashem is Baruch. That we should have that opportunity. We should be given the circumstances by which we should be able to be Mekadesh and Shimcha Bo'elah, which we should be able to spread the sanctification of your name over the whole world. Just as Malachim standing with the Kisei HaKobel on the Kaddish of Hashem. When it comes to Shabbos, Nalitzoch and Nagdishoch, Kesoyi Siyah Asafi Kodesh, Nalitzoch, the Golan learns, means we are prepared to give our lives away for you in order to sanctify your name. And if you daven in Musa Sfad, you say, Keser Yitnu Lecho. Malochim Hamoyni Maile. Ilancho Yisroel Kavutze Mato. We dare to say, Keser Yitnu Lecho. Malochim, give a crown to Hashem in Borach. Malochim Hamoyni Maile. Imam for Israel, together with Klal Israel, Kavutzei Mata, who are gathered below. How do you give a kesef to Hashem? The Yitnu Lecho kesef lucho. Yoimeli Abdiato Israel Hashem Ukhor Israel Klal Israel by their behavior, by performing their mission as servants of Hashem Yisroch in every step in life. Abdiato. As soon as we see on the Yid that he is the Eved Hashem, he represents the Rotzon Hashem in every action, in every word, in every dealing. Yisroel Hashem Ukhor Yisroel. That is the Bidei Malkus. That's the Kesef Malkus of Hashem. And when the heat goes away, his nifter after a full life. And we want to be Moses Chusin. Want to give him those merits to extend and expand. His life in this world shouldn't just be cut off. He should have some continuity. and those closest to him get off in Barabbas and Abdel and say, and pray again, Iskadar, Iskadar, Shmela. The boys have a name. If you remember, Santi. And all the Tzibur arms are not our name. And Adi Heshe, Rabbi Borach. That's called Shemayim. Why do we beg so much opportunities of Kovat Shemayim? Why often in our life we only hope that somebody will still say Kaddish? The Kovat Shemayim should somehow still be connected to my name. Because Kovat Shemayim is our mission in this world. Because the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't want anything else but Kovat Shemayim. Because that was the reason why he created the world, and that's the mission of our life in this world. And if we would be conscious of those words that we are begging Hashem is Barach every day, before we go out into the world, we said to Hashem, give us the opportunity, the talent, the people, Olam. And all those wonderful words that we've heard this evening. Would be so simple in our minds. We'd be saying, what are they saying to us? It's Oshet, that's what we live for. And when ultimately Mashiach will come, when he will be awake, what is that? What will Mashiach bring to us? How will Mashiach elevate us? Because then through his coming, through him showing the world, yes, that we are the chosen people. And in that way the Boyinshah's name will be for eventually achieve its purpose and rise in the recognition of everyone, the Einei Ra'amim Rabin, Kiddush Hashem. And yes, I've said this before, but I think from this item here this evening, I want to repeat those words. She'enis Yisroel, lo yasu avi, lo yedam kozo, ve'im fiyem roshim sabbos. She'enis Yisroel means those who will remain of Klal Yisroel at the time of Mashiach. Not everyone is going to be Zoyter, and we all want to be Zoyter. We want to be those who are described as She'enis Yisroel, the ones who are going to be left over after all the trials and tribulations, after all the problems and persecutions. Oh, who is going to be left when Mashiach comes? Who is going to be the She'enis Yisroel? That's what we all want. giving the description of ourselves. And yes, past events have added a finality to why Hashem is born. Somehow going to sort out and select and meet over only those which speak the truth and are honest, that only they can be present the time of Mashiach comes. So as Mark says, that he's been darshaning, so he said, wherever he went, the oilam has to know you're close to the time of Mashiach. And Mashiach has to be a Kiddush Hashem. I'm asking you, what will the Goyim say if Mashiach would come today? Goyim don't know how much Torah is being learned in Klal Yisrael. Goyim don't know how hidden down to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Goyim don't even want to recognize the stock of the Klal Yisrael do amongst themselves. Do you know where they know us from, and do you know how they judge us? Do you know how they speak about us? Yes, we do know. They don't. The only thing the Goyim talk about is our behavior in the marketplace. And what would they say when the Mashiach comes? If he came today, he would say, for Ganonim, for Shakronim, for swindlers, Hashem doing all this, Achilu Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will only bring Mashiach when there will be a Kiddush Hashem. And he has to wait for that moment. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is always willing to go into God. But we would like to think about how we can do it. Let us do it. He's waiting for that moment of Shemus Yisrael. Lo Yaisa Arma. Lo Yedar Vachol. Aim the fear of Hashem. This week's Parsha teaches us about the life of the Anthropocene. Meister Ova is simple upon it. And we all know these very important Mesoitistika Parshas of Bereshit are there to teach us to learn from the Ovas. To be impressed by the way they lived, to listen to the words they spoke, and to know that that is what Hashem is born and expects of us. And then we need us to say, Mosai, Yadia, Maisai, the Maisai Avoisi. When will the day come that I reach? My actions will be able to match up with the actions of the others. That's why we learn these parashas. Rabbi Yerucham says, when you go through the parasha of Yaakov and Lot, that it's a godless lot, and Yaakov was in godless at all. He went in godless. He had a father-in-law who swindled him from head to foot, day by day. A father-in-law who didn't even respect his promise to give his daughter Rachel to him. And he had to work for Leah. And Rashi says, he worked for Leah, the Pasuk says, just like he worked for when he did for Rachel the second time. If they worked for her like he thought when he was getting off for the first time, although he was swindled, it didn't in any way affect his honesty. And Yaakov Avinu, when afterwards Laban was running after him, and Yaakov was chasing him, and he said to him, "I don't understand why you're chasing me. You didn't know that Laban had taken his idols." And he said, "Shashkuchol Kelai, you went to every little bit of my possessions, and didn't find a thing that was yours. 20 years by the Shver, who was the biggest shvindler, he could be wearing a heta all kinds of the day." And then it's saying, number one, honesty. He worked for and protected his flock day and night. Erechtheit. The epitome of Erechtheit. And the circumstances which he could easily thought he had a right not to be a moiser nefesh that much. Honesty demanded it from him. And then he said to the Lord, "Why don't we sit on this parsha and break our heads, jump with his pipes, and learn the lesson the same way as we do when we learn about the Avraham Avinu? And he wanted me to be my lover to do it as guests. And he was moiser nefesh on the third day of his milah, and he took them all in. There we all half his time of many his best of miser always, and tried to take him to heart, and wished that we could emulate him in one way or another. What happened to the honesty of Yankel? I don't know whether it was a mistake, but I do know that Yaakov Avinu learned from a situation that brought a lot of pain to him. He said in the Pasuk that he was successful, and his success led jealousy by his host, yes, the host captain where he was in Aram, by the sons of Laban. And they said a time that we've heard ourselves many times, yes, he came back from the land, from ours. He took all our riches. And Yaakov Avinu learned from that, even when you're successful, in a most honest way, hide it. It can only cause trouble and problems. Don't flaunt your successes in the eyes of the world. And as soon as there was a famine in his land, and Yaakov Avinu, because of his sickness and depression, there was still provision in his household. He said to his son, "Laban is small. Don't let our neighbors know about this. Esau and Ishmael shouldn't see that we are more successful." And he said to Laban, "Come together this evening to look together for aces, and more than that, to raise our shaitas, to raise our afflictions. To want kolchemayim, not our own kol. Yes, to be prepared to forego. Maybe. Extra cover that we could get in the eyes of the world, or we could, I suppose it's better to say, imagine that we will get one in the eyes of the world. And just think about poverty. Cabbage is Shilpa Koyla. The shame is my peace of oyster. And I think, after all that has been said tonight, you have to take a positive look. I want to read to you, I feel it for you. A convention like this, in my opinion, is a basic message. We can talk to you like this. I want to read you out the Shikha Masinshi show. It's strange what he says. Masinshi show in very good life speaks about the accused going to the extreme of purity. And perfecting every middle to the extreme. And he speaks about the vanity it's a house that people like. And he teaches about the beauty of Hashem. And then he comes to unfailing Chilul Hashem. There are things which are branches, branch out. They're not actually Chilul Hashem, but maybe they call them really about Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, you want to. It's the worst transgression. This time, this is in short speech. How the solving for Adam Leo's chos al kavoid koyma. Over Homashi Yasa, so that she is tackled in his boiling oi, so I yet say in Shomashi Rufa Leo's kill on the place of my house of body. A person's got to be very watchful and very careful. And he should be hosting, worried about culture. And so he has to be careful with everything he does. That it shouldn't, some people Hashem has to show it shouldn't come out from it. And that's why the Mishnah says, Echad Shoygim, Echad Neizid, Echad Hashem. What does that mean? How can it be? A shoygi is the same as a piece of information. So I want to explain to you that in this Shinshi show, it's a very important subject. I don't think any person has a Yitzhahabah to want to be a college. You can have a Yitzhahabah to God from a place of Allah to God, you can have a Yitzhahabah to Allah, you can have a Yitzhahabah to all the Avedas of the day. Chilul Hashem, no. I don't think anyone does that. Really fear I want to be with the Shinshi. A big action, all my good people, who are shared never to the same thing. Tell you the good of it. No, nothing at all for that. Because that is not the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem to be chos, or to be Baalish Laylah wants us to be continuously aware how responsible we are and how careful we have to be. And how it's worrying us every moment of our life. There's no word that I say, no action that I do. Whether it's at home, whether it's in business, whether it's in the street, whether it's in the Mason language, should not cast the call and cause a stickle to Russia. The mitzvah is to be chos. We have to be waiting to light off. We're grateful to him for everything. And all he asks of us is, don't put me down. It's time, in a moment like this, for every person to make a bit of introspection. We've heard the area is the meat collection. But the way about it is to be coarse, to be more conscious, to make it have order, to accept upon ourselves, to be watchful. When I go out of the bitter metal shaft, the shaking and having to shoot for Bahima, to be worried that has to show up through me, the opposition shouldn't happen. To realize, maybe take a positive step, to intentionally make the Kiddush Hashem, one Kiddush Hashem each day. This today I do this and tomorrow I do another thing. Something which will make people see how great the Rebbeinu Shalom is, how great the Torah is, by which we live. Our life is dictated from Hashem himself, the highest standard of morality that exists. And we personify that. Let's show it. Our life has to be a Kaddish. Why do we have to wait for Kaddish afterwards? And what worth is a Kaddish afterwards if it's said of a person who in his whole lifetime is only the Kaddish of Hashem? Do you think that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going to value that Kaddish? If my life is a Kaddish, then the day of my life is a Kaddish. If in the day of my life I said Kaddish for myself, then the Kaddish that people will say from me afterwards will have a value, will mean something to us, and will do something for us. This is what we're talking about. We're not just talking about how to do business. We're not just talking about what is obvious and has to show. We shouldn't be creating. We're talking about being aware, fulfilling our life, understanding that the beginning and the end of everything we need is God. And that's why the Mashiach comes. That's the eventual Kaddish. That's the trigger of this Kaddish. Dying to be aiming, having a habit, working for that day, and show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam how much we need to for that day. By showing Hashem is God, how much effort we're going to put into that, that till that day comes, we should fill our days with adultery, with production, and we're dying to be aiming.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.